It's taken me a bit of time to try and find out this particular fact, but it seems as though the last time this happened was well over 2 years ago. So, flying solo for the first time in just over 2 years, this is the Bugcast episode 248.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So maybe I should have actually quantified that before I started the show. No, Caroline isn't feeling well this evening, so she is taking the evening off, which I think is absolutely fine. She did say she would try and join us later on if she feels up for it. So there we go.
I think it's all in my head. I need to build a
That was Sugar Blast by Cooked Pears, who are from Casamaggiore in Italy. They are Andrea on bass, Daolio on vocals, Montali... Hang on. No. Right. These are Caroline... This was Caroline's track, and it was a wonderful track. But these are also Caroline's show notes, and I can't understand them. I think it is Andrea on bass, Niccolo on vocals, Nicola on guitar, Andrea on guitar and backing vocals, and Stefano on drums. That's what I think it says. If you want to find out more about Cooked Pears, they have a MySpace, myspace.com/cookedpears. Now, in the chat room at the moment, there seems to be a lot of a suggestion that I can't do this. You know, I can't do this whole podcasting solo lark. So, you know, be gentle. It's not as if I've done this before. So, yeah, be gentle with me. I'm sure we'll be fine. Anyway, on tonight's show, we have some music. And that's pretty much it. Because without my co-pilot sitting opposite me, there's very little bouncing off of each other and segueing and going off in tangents. And particularly as I have nothing actually planned to talk about, because Caroline often comes up with things to yarn about. So, for a change, this is probably going to be a music podcast. There you go. We continue. This is Brad Sucks, In Your Face. That sounds really quite disgusting, really, doesn't it?
Friday night, home alone, nowhere to go, nothing to do. Well, then check out the podcast, the only way to start the weekend. For great chat, awesome music and excellent company, head over to thebugcast.org/live on Friday night at 9:30 PM UK time and join in the fun with your hosts Dave and Caroline. You know you want to.
that was Feta Brown by Bronze from Denver in Colorado. Now, we played Bronze way back on episode 184, made up of Bailey and Chris from Core from the Earth, Joaquin, possibly, from Slick Pig's Lie, and the newly recruited Steve. Rockin' is in the works, they say. If you want to find out more, you can visit their website at myspace.com/bandbronze. And before that, you heard In Your Face by Brad Sucks. He's from Canada. And we've played Brad Sucks a number of times, but sadly, well, for those of you who are listening on the podcast version, the warning that you heard before this track was played was entered retrospectively. For those of you listening live and on Butterflies Radio, my apologies. I have never played a Brad Sucks track thus far that had any swearies in it. This one had two, for which I wholeheartedly apologise. If you want to find out more about Brad Sucks, his website is bradsucks.net. Now, he's been giving his music, and also the sources of his music, away for free since 2001, which I think is a brilliant thing to do. And he's got some pretty good success out of it. So, yeah, go and check his stuff out. It's definitely worth it. Right, so, yes. Thank you very much indeed for everybody who's listening live at Butterflies Radio and also live in the chat room. So if we quickly go down the list and tell you who is in the chat room. We have, me on my mobile phone. Let's get rid of that. We've got Steve B, Charcoal Arm, Cornominal, Heed, Ian2773, Incius, Johan V, John the Nice Guy, K5 Tux, Laney left. No, Laney didn't leave. Moggers87, Popey P Squid, Theru, Thistleweb and Jessica. Don't know how many of those are actually listening. We do have a fairly decent number of people listening live at the moment. Potentially more than there are actually in the chat room, which is very interesting. So if you are listening live and you're not on Butterflies and you're also not in the chat room, please do come and join us. We're here now, thebugcast.org/live, or you can join us on the IRC Freenode network at #thebugcast, because that's where we are right now. Right, I have managed to dig out some stuff to talk about. Now, you may remember last week we had, I think we mentioned briefly about the horse meat found in Tesco's Value Burgers. But interestingly enough, the Ministry of Justice has suspended a firm supplying meat to prisons after tests found that it may have provided pies and pasties described as halal, containing pork. Now, I don't get this. I really don't. How can you provide halal meat containing pork? How can you provide beef burgers containing horse? Are food companies becoming so incompetent now that they just, you know, they don't understand what it is they're actually producing, what it is they're trying to create? I don't know. It's really weird. And I also found out, this was announced earlier on today, that Sony are actually discontinuing their mini-disc format. Mini-disc came out around, the CD was announced. 1992, the mini-disc was first announced. And the idea was that it was a more compact version of the compact disc that could hold the same amount of music, but was in a much smaller package. But the mini-disc system didn't really have as much success outside of Japan as it did inside. So I think that the announcement that they are going to discontinue the mini-disc format probably comes as a shock to most people, because I don't think anybody realised they were still producing it. I certainly didn't realise they were still producing it. I thought mini-disc had kind of died a death years ago, but clearly not. Yes, so a couple of interesting things. I'm really not liking this podcasting on my own thing, because I can't talk to anybody. I can't bounce off people. Anyway, bored now. Let's have some more music. This is Bryn with Hydrogen.
trust him? Why did you let him loose to defile us? We are still afraid and naked. Pain and desire complete us.
From Insomnia Radio Canada, and you're listening to the always entertaining Dave and Carolyn on the Bugcast.
Asking God
that was Sick of Hailstone with Bullied to Death. Sick of Hailstone stands for progressive rock written by four young and aspiring musicians from the Passau area of Germany. With hard guitar riffs, fat bass parts, melodic vocals and crisp drum sound, they try to draw the audience into their spell. Well, fair enough. If you want to find out more about Sick of Hailstone, their website is sickofhailstone.de, and I really do appreciate it when bands have decent web addresses. Before that, you heard Bryn with his track Hydrogen. Now, we've played Bryn countless times before. Most of the songs that he makes are written and recorded in a night or two. He would say that the style of his music is expat indie folk, which is a phrase that's always intrigued me. And he says it usually blends his voice with acoustic guitar and Moog keyboard for bleeps and bass. If you want to find out more, his website is bryn.com, and that's spelled bryyn.com. He's from Lausanne in Switzerland. As always, you can go to the website at thebugcast.org/show/248 for all the show notes relating to this show, links to the artist's websites, and also the sources from which we obtain their music. Most of the music this week has been obtained from Jimendo, bar the next track, which we'll be playing shortly, which I actually got from the artist's own website. Well, I didn't. It was actually sent to me by one of our listeners. But anyway, thanks to Gordon Thistleweb, who's in the chat room at the moment, for sending a rather interesting website. He said, you might want to talk about this because it's music related. And to a point it is. The website is thekittencovers.tumblr.com, and it kind of takes the mickey out of well-known songs by introducing a cat theme. So, for example, if I can find the one that I found quite amusing earlier on. Where's it gone? Yes. Well, so what we have here is a picture of an album cover by the Eurythmics, and it's titled Mu-Rythmics. And the Village People did a track called Macho Man, which they've called Macho Cat. Sinead O'Kitten. Yeah, it's all fun. Go and have a look at that. thekittencovers.tumblr.com. Right, so our next piece of music was actually sent to us by John the Nice Guy, who's in the chat room at the moment. This is Jonathan Colton with Want You Gone.
Well, here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice? And how we laughed and laughed, except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice. You want your freedom, take it. That's what I'm counting on. I used to want you dead, but now I only want you gone. She was a lot like you. Maybe not quite as heavy. Now little Carolyn is in here too. The day they woke me up so I could live forever. Such a shame the same will never happen to you. You've got your short side life left. That's what I'm counting on. Did you think I meant you? It would be funny if it weren't so sad. You have been replaced. I don't need anyone now. If I delete you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. Go make some new disaster. That's what I'm counting on. You're someone else's. Now I only want you gone. Now I
Hi, I'm Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to the Backcast with Dave and Caroline.
I see the trouble in believing in fate, or holy destiny deciding on her way. Someone almighty playing an almighty game. I would rather hold this power in my hand. A rock seems solid, but it's not only that. Paper seems fragile, but it has a skill to rap. And scissors are sharp, but they're easy to break. Rock, paper, scissors, I'm telling you, my friends. So I say, yeah, it's a fair game. And we play, yeah, about everything. Just one tool, let me see your hands. Rock, paper, scissors, till the end. And so there shall be a new order from today. In wars, economies, and politics and trade. Something all-encompassing, something non-rational. Rock, paper, scissors decides on these things. So I say, yeah, it's a fair game. And we play, yeah, about everything. Just one tool, let me see your hands. Rock, paper, scissors till the end.
That was Down to Nine with their track Rock, Paper, Scissors. John, Luke, Fuang and Jonas are Down to Nine. Since 2008, they pull in the same occupation... Oh, hang on. This is Google Translation stuff. Thank you, Caroline. They pull in the same occupation and Berlin clubs have earned with sophisticated guitar rock with an enthusiastic fan base in the German capital. Yes. You get the idea. If you want to find out more about Down to Nine, their website is downtonine.de. So that's two German tracks we've played this week, which is good. And before that, you heard Jonathan Coulton with a track called Want You Gone. Now, what was interesting is I thought we'd played Jonathan Coulton before, and it turned out we have, but we didn't choose it. John the Nice Guy chose a Jonathan Coulton track on episode 151, which was one that... he actually joined us live and chose all the tracks, I think, for that episode. So it's not surprising then that John the Nice Guy also chose this one for us, which was good of him. Thanks for that, John. On his website, he says, I write about a lot of geeky stuff because I'm a geek. Some of it funny, but a lot of it is not so funny, and even more of it is somewhere in between. If you want to find out more about Jonathan Coulton, his website is jonathancoulton.com. So yeah, awesome stuff. Has some really good music this week. Just sad we didn't have anything else to sort of pad it out with. So tonight's show will be significantly shorter than usual. If this is 3/4 of an hour long, then I think that'll be good. Thank you. Yeah, those of you that were fooled by the Euterpia Radio bumper, thinking, well, hang on a second, the EPA is closed now. I actually made the bumper that Yannick did into a general purpose bumper the day that he sent it to me, because I knew that, you know, after a while the European Podcast Award would not be relevant anymore for the purposes of you listeners. So I thought, well, I can make it so that we can still use this bumper after the EPA's gone and gone into the jury stage. So that's what we've done. So if you thought we were going to get rid of Yannick, you're wrong. The only other thing I wanted to talk about this evening was our 5-year anniversary. Now, we have had a number of suggestions from people about what we can do for the 5-year anniversary. Yannick gave us a suggestion. Where is it? Yeah, Yannick gave a suggestion, and so did Chocolom. They both had some really good ideas. Really good ideas. I'm not quite sure how easy they would have been to implement, but Caroline and I still have to think about it. We've got a couple of suggestions of our own that we're also going to put into the mix. But it's not too late. If you have an idea that you want to put in as something that we could do to celebrate the 5-year anniversary of the Bugcast, then please head along to thebugcast.org/suggest and stick your ideas in there so that we can see them. Because I think that'll be really useful. And I know that we celebrate the anniversaries of the show and the key numbers like 50, 100, 150, 200 every year anyway. But with this one being 5 years and 250 episodes, I want to do something different. So let's see what your ideas are, and we'll either pick one or we'll pick a number of them to combine. But one thing I do know is I want you guys, the people listening, to get involved. So, yeah, we shall see. Okay, so next week, the Bugcast episode 249 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 8th of February at 9:30pm UK time. If you'd like to drop us an email and tell us what you think about stuff that we've played or spoken about in previous episodes, then our email address is feedback@thebugcast.org. You can also go to the website at thebugcast.org to pick up the show notes for this show and all previous ones. And we're also on social networking, if you didn't already know that. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Google+, and we've also got a group on Identica. All the information regarding those you can find at thebugcast.org/contact. So, it is last song time, and this is one... Because all the tracks that I chose this week, there wasn't really one that stood out, as a kicker. So I've chosen the one that I think was the most appropriate to end the show with. It comes from a band called Steep, who are also from Germany. So that makes 3 German tracks we've played this week. And they are inspired by the British and German indie bands, creating music that vocals, guitar, synth, that follows you everywhere, quiet and loud, with deliberate groove and amazingly catchy tunes. Do you not think it quite narcissistic that all these artists post how wonderful they are in their biographical information? Don't know. They're currently working on a new album, and they've just changed their lineup. They've just taken on a new drummer. A female drummer, which is always good to see. If you want to find out more about Steep, their website is steep-music.de. This track we're going to be leaving you with is called Let Me Go, and we'll catch you next week. See ya.
I could guard in the darkness, see you calling my name. I hear you shouting, hear you calling, but it's not the same. Every word that you are throwing right into my back doesn't matter to me, cause I'm keeping my track. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Stop talking, let me go. I tend to get the whole way.
this time it's gonna be the last. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Oh, baby, let me go. Smiling back at your face with a nice and cozy feeling after leaving your place. This road will lead me somewhere I don't really know, but it's somewhere someone always makes my name somehow. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Stop shouting. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go.
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.